This is Laser International broadcasting to Europe with the Anorak Hour on shortwave. Our address for any comments or criticisms, or maybe you'd like to include something in this particular programme, something you'd like to hear again, or that you haven't heard for some time, drop us a line to the Anorak Hour, care of Laser, PO Box 293, Merlin, Ontario, in Canada. That's the Anorak Hour, care of Laser International, at PO Box 293, Merlin, Ontario, in Canada.
Hello, this is Colin Dixon on Laser Hot Hits. Many of our listeners will probably know by now that Tony Allen has died. He died, unfortunately, on the 9th of July 2004. He'll be sadly missed. He was only 54, in fact, younger than myself. Tony worked for lots of stations over the years, starting off on Radio Scotland. He then went to Grampian TV, Granada TV. He worked for Radio North Sea, of course, Radio Caroline, The Voice of Peace, and then another legal station, Radio 4th. And then in August 79, he went to Ireland just for a holiday initially, where he found many free radio stations, one of which Radio Nova, of course, and they all benefited from Tony's vast experience in radio.
And now it says here, for the final time on the Alan West programme, we have Tony Allen. I'll repeat that, Tony Allen. I'll repeat that.
For the next 3 hours, he's going to rhino over your lino. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I said rhino. So roll back your carpet sleeves. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Girls? Yes, girls. Covers and measures, Dalman and Aaron. Unfortunately, for the next 3 hours, Radio North Sea International is forced to bring you the Alan West programme. And now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Queen Victoria's water closet.
Well, I must say that was a very royal flush.
Well, this evening we've decided that we're not going to have any rubbish. We're not going to have any rubbish like the last 2 hours, anyway. We're going to have a very well-modulated, serious program of music. It'll never happen, I doubt it. It'll never happen. It can't happen, possibly. Thank you, Crispy and St. John, for, By the way, what I was doing, when he asked me what I was doing, I was taking a record out of the library, which you can see through the window. Nothing more than that. The Christian St. John will get a joke out of anything, and he'll try to, anyway. He tries all the time. In fact, we'd go as far as to say Christian St. John is very trying. No, Wednesday evening, the 7th of April, 1971. Good evening. Actually, Chris St. John is very, very effervescent. I've never known him when he ever wasn't. Get out of the studio, St. John. Good night. Go away.
Thank you.
Back in the early 1970s, myself and a group of friends were just getting into pirate radio, you know, land-based pirate radio, and sort of tape machines and editing and all that sort of thing. And we got a couple of Revox machines, A77s, and we did a lot of crude editing in those days, which made us all laugh. And here's a couple of things we did for Tony Allen and sent out to him on the Mebo 2.
In to Tony Allen on Radio North Sea International at Post Office Box 117, Hilversum in Holland.
We have 90,000 but
wonderful.
We all live on a boat called Mebo 2.
Any more of that, I'll have the sanitary man round here.
It's 11 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Thursday evening. The 31st is the last day of August today. What about that? September is here already. 3 weeks to my birthday. Hee-hee.
Wonderful.
No, it's not. Hee-hee. Hot butter.
Wonderful.
No, it's not. Hee-hee. Hee-hee. Hot butter. Hee-hee. Hee-hee. Hot butter. Hee-hee. Hee-hee. Hot butter. Hee-hee. Hee-hee. Hot butter.
Oh, no more curried eggs for me.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tony. Happy birthday to you.
When we'd edited up these various productions that we did for Tony, we used to record them on a quarter-inch tape on a little three-inch spool and send them in jiffy bags out to the Meebo too. And I later found that when I met Tony twice in 1972, that he really enjoyed listening to them, and he used quite a few of the extracts that we sent him on air.
Meridian all sea temperature 12 and a half degrees. This is Tony Allen, RNI News. Washington. The United States government has asked Algeria to return the three men and two women who yesterday hijacked a jet aircraft to Algiers. They've also asked for the return of the $1 million ransom. Northern Ireland. The army has uncovered substantial amounts of arms and explosives in the former no-go areas occupied yesterday. In a girls' school in Londonderry, they found a submachine gun and two rifles. The British economy. Tonight's two-and-a-half-hour meeting in Downing Street between the government, the TUC and the Confederation of British Industry is said to have ended in an air of optimism. There's to be a further meeting on Monday. Reykjavik. The ninth game in the World Chess Championship has ended in a draw after 29 moves. Bobby Fischer now leads Boris Spassky by 5.5 points to 3.5. And the weather. Rain in many parts of northwestern Europe will develop into thunderstorms overnight, although temperatures will remain at a steady 11 degrees. Sunny periods will accompany rain tomorrow and an increase of temperatures to around 19 degrees. Winds will be slight to moderate and northerly. Radio North Sea temperature 12 and a half degrees. This is Tony Allen, RNI News.
Noordzee Internationaal Nieuws op vrijdag 22 september 1972. De volgende uitzending om 20 uur in het Engels door Terry Davis.
From the radio ship Meebo 2, lying at anchor 4 miles from the coast of Europe, with transmissions in medium wave at 220 meters, 1367 kilohertz, in shortwave at 6205 kilohertz in the 49 meter band, and in FM at 100 megahertz, channel 44, this is Radio North Sea International. This is Radio North Sea International, happening in Europe in 1972. I was 21 last year. I'm 22 this year. Actually, I'm 49. Would you believe 36? Dave Rogers thinks 172. We've got a thing going on board, actually. Just to guess how old I am. They'll never guess in a million years how old I am. What? Hello, it's my birthday today. Thank you, Nico Steindl, for the last 2 hours of... Muttering your way through three master, beautifully done, my boy. Also for the news at 7. Oh, come on, star singer. Mrs. Fleetwood Mac from 1969.
Can't help about the shape I'm in. I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
My hit pick this week called Ain't It Nice, and it comes from Sympathy, and that is a nice record. I don't care what anybody says. Oh, welcome into the second hour of me birthday program, kids.
Now they pops and best, me nipple mouth or throat.
Be very soft, heerlijk, probeer eens skipping curry sauce met rijst.
Me nipple mouth or throat.
Struck.
Happy birthday to you.
Welcome into the second hour of my birthday program. The first hour was quite delirious. The second hour is going to be even more outrageous. In this hour, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to present to you, not in this hour, right now, in fact, I say, no messing about because Tony wants a kit. I've had so much sherry in the last hour. Well, not just sherry, I had some whiskey and some, you know, and some beer. 1967, the Moody Blues and Days of Future Past, and that's called Nights in White Satin. Ah! 17 minutes to 9 o'clock.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, yes, Harry! Happy birthday to you!
Listen, I'm going to say, stop that noise down there. I'm going to say thank you to Pierre. Keep the noise down. Pierre, I've got to say thank you very specially to you for your lovely present. I'm chuffed to bits. I'm wearing it at the moment. And I shall keep that forever. Do you know that? I really will, yes.
I'll say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should live or die. Time and time again.
If there's anything that you want, or if there's anything I can do, stick it on a card and then send it along to the lovely me bow to.
If you'd like to drop us a line, the address is Radio Naughty International, Post Office Box 117, Hilversum in Holland. PO Box 117, Hilversum in Holland. My name is Tony Allen, all right? No, it's not. This is number 19 on our prediction folder this week, gone from last week's 28. Nobody's formed me a pick, so I can't even say it. A few minutes left of the program. This is a gorgeous song written by Gilbert O'Sullivan. It's called Who Was It?
Who was it that caught you falling and put you back on your feet?
Yes, great times and great memories there of Tony Allen. Well, for the rest of this show that's dedicated to Tony's memory, I'm going to play some of his rock and roll show from the 1st of August, 1972.
Johnny Burnett from 1960 on the rock and roll program and Dreamin'. And during this program I'm going to be telling you all about the rock and roll show, which is at Wembley Stadium in London this coming Saturday night, August the 5th. And it's billed as the biggest rock and roll show ever. And it's got an incredible lineup. There's Jerry Lee Lewis, Little Richard, Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, the Coasters, the Platters, the Drifters, the Move, Gary Glitter, the House Shakers, MC5, Lord Such and the Savages. That is a lineup and a half. And I'm going to be telling you all about that because I got a lovely letter from Nick Wright, who is one of the people at ARC Concert Presentations, who are the people that are putting this concert together. And he's written me a lovely letter, so it's rather nice. And I will be telling you all about it as we go through the program, okay? Here's Roy Orbison.
I'm the one that never stops. I'll go on.
Orbison and a very old track called Almost 18. That's one of my favourite ones, that one. That's from, oh, when was that? That was about 19, I suppose that must have been about 1957 or 56 or something when that first came out. Great record, that one. 12 minutes past 12 o'clock, and we'll start telling you about this concert, which is on Saturday at the Wembley Stadium. They're seating for 80,000 people at the moment, but apparently, judging from the response to tickets, it looks that it may well reach the capacity of 100,000, which is the full capacity of Wembley Stadium, and that's twice the size of Shea Stadium in the United States. And Nick has told me that special trains and coaches are being run from places throughout Britain direct to the stadium, and this is the first time, in fact, that the Wembley Stadium has ever been used for a music concert. So that's why it's something, isn't it? And he says, national and local press, music papers, international, national and local radio have shown a lot of interest, and they've given us quite a bit of publicity. And if you could possibly give us a little bit of publicity as well, it would be rather good. Well, it's my pleasure. And he also tells us that he's received R&I clearly all over Britain, from Bournemouth, London, the Midlands, the North, even Edinburgh. Never mind, never mind. And I suppose, really, I should tell you where you can get tickets for it. Tickets are available from Harlequin Records, and Harlequin is at 67 Great Titchfield Street, London, West 1. And they have shops all over London, Harlequin Records. But you can get them by post from Harlequin Records, 67 Great Titchfield Street, London, West 1. Although I suppose you'd better get your ticket, your money off right away, if you want to get there on Saturday, if you're going to post off. Prices are £1.20, £1.80, £2.30, £2.50 and £2.80. That's £1.20, £1.80, £2.30, £2.50 and £2.80. And that is an incredible lineup. It really is. Little Richard, Jerry Lee Lewis, Chuck Berry, MC5, Bo Diddley, Lord Such, Gary Glitter, The Move, The Platters, Drifters and The Coasters. And those are the only ones that have been... and Lord Such and The Savages, I beg your pardon. And those are the ones that have been confirmed so far. There will be more coming along this Saturday at Wembley Stadium, and that's going to be a great night.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away, and though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've got to say. Take good care of my baby, please don't ever make her blue. Make sure you're thinking of her in everything you say and do. Take good care of my baby. Now don't you ever make her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back.
Was the end.
Well, take good care of my baby.
That's Take Good Care of My Baby from Bobby V. Whatever happened to Bobby V? I used to love Bobby V. Well, you know, when he used to turn out the records like that, and I used to charge out and buy them all. They were all great stuff, really great. The next record I'm going to play especially for all our listeners in Ireland, because they'll know this song. It was a massive hit there for the Royal Show Band from Waterford a few years ago. But we're going to play the original version by Chubby Checker. And this is called The Hucklebuck. And the Hucklebuck. 20 minutes past 12 is the time on Radio Naughty International. This is the rock and roll program till 2 o'clock, and you're with Tony Allen until then. On Saturday, the Wembley rock and roll show, which is happening at Wembley Stadium, and that's going to be a great night. One of the people that is appearing there is Jerry Lee Lewis.
Let's get ready.
far as I'm concerned. Jerry Lee Lewis, absolutely incredibly great, superb, a whole lot of shaking going on. And this is another record I dashed out and bought many, many years ago. I can't remember the exact year, but I think it was about 1961 or 62. A group called the Dovells, and this song I remember jiving to. And I think it was one of the greatest songs ever recorded. It's called Bristol Twistin' Alley. Bristol Twistin' Annie, that's a great record. I still jive to that one, actually, now and again, when I get the energy. I don't jive very often, because most of the girls I meet don't jive, and I have to stand for about 20 minutes and teach them how. It was happening the other night, as a matter of fact, when I was at a club in Skavening here called the Bellamy. And somebody was playing the record by Glenn Miller, In the Mood, which is a swing record which you can jive to. And Tony decided that he was going to have a jive, but I had to teach this poor girl how to jive, and she thought it was incredibly funny because she'd never done it before. Well, she was very good. Her name was Maria, and she was lovely, so thank you for jiving with me the other night, darling. I'm going to play about four or five tracks by Elvis Presley between now and 2 o'clock, and I'm going to start off with my favourite Elvis Presley record of all time.
Well, this is my baby lamb.
Heartbreak Hotel, will
Absolutely beautiful. There's no other word for it. That is beautiful. Elvis Presley. And as I say, my favorite Elvis record of all time. It's called Heartbreak Hotel. Good morning, Del.
Once I had a pretty girl, her name, it doesn't matter. She went away with another guy. Now he won't even look at her.
Shannon and hats off to Larry. It's 12:31 on Radio North International on a Wednesday morning. It's the 2nd day of August 1972, and you're with Tony Allen through till 3 o'clock in the morning, going through till 2 with the Rock and Roll Show. If there are any kids listening of 20 years or under, then I want to talk just to you for a minute, because you probably think that old people like me are real old fuddy-duddies, you know what I mean? We had rock and roll during the 50s, but I mean it was only sort of, you know, 56, 57, 58, which wasn't all that long ago. But I'm going to surprise you now, because I think you ought to really know that this kind of music, and the kind of music we were rocking about to in those days, didn't just start in sort of 57. It really started in 54, or at least that's the official start date for Bill Haley and things like that. But I'm going back further than that. I'm going back to 1952 now, which is 20 years ago. And a man that came from New Orleans recorded the song in 1952, and his name is Arthur. Have a listen to him.
Everybody got bad feet. I don't believe that Mary will. I don't believe that Mary will. Thank you.
Archibald and Great Blue Eyes, which was recorded in 1952, and if you think that's old, then later on the program I'm going back even further than that. I'm going back to, 23, 24 years ago. Never mind, 25 and a half minutes to one is the time on Radio North International. Good morning to Bernard Hardwick of Merton Hill, Merton, which is in Okehampton in Devon. And thanks for dropping me a line.
And it's nice to get a little light now.
And I shall be getting into your letter and answering your letter a little later on in the week, in fact, on one of the earlier programs in the evening, so that I can answer all the questions that you've asked me. You like Buddy Holly? I like Buddy Holly very much, because it brings back very, 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 very good memories of my teens. Oh, that is going back far, isn't it? This is Oh Boy.
All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing, oh boy. When you're with me, oh boy, the whole world can see that you are what I meant for me. All of my life I've been waiting, tonight there'll be no hesitation, oh boy. When you're with me, oh boy, the whole world can see that you are what I meant for me.
That's Buddy Holly and Oh Boy from 1957, there it comes. And 2 years earlier than that, Bobby Day recorded a record. It was recently revived by Michael Jackson and made into a big hit all over again. We're going to play Bobby Day's version now from 55 of Rockin' Robin.
All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rockin' robin, tweet, tweet, rockin' robin, tweet, 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 rockin' robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise old owl, the big black crow, clap for their wings, sing and go, birds go, rockin' robin, and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, popping and a-popping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rockin' robin, tweet, tweet, rock, rock, rockin' robin, tweet, 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 rockin' robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Well, the pretty little raven that the birdman sent caught him up to the pop and it was grand. They started going steady and the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long. hopping and a bopping and a singing song. All the little birds on the bird feet, talk to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rock and robin, tweet, tweet, rock and robin, tweet. Oh, the rock and robin country's really gonna rock them tonight.
Day and Rockin' Robin, which was revived by Michael Jackson. And it's interesting to note that one of Bobby Day's other big hits, which was Little Bitty Pretty One, was also revived by the Jackson 5. So they seem to like Bobby Day. Well, I'm glad about that because it's good music. In 1960, there was a record which was banned in Great Britain. At least it wasn't played on radio or on television. It had one airing, I believe, on what was then Rediffusion Television, which was in London. And that was the only time it was played. The rest of the time it was ignored. It was Ricky Valance and Tell Laura I Love Her.
Laura and Tommy were lovers. He wanted to give her everything. Marriage, presents, and most of all, a wedding ring. He saw a sign for a stock car race. $1,000 prize, it read. He couldn't get Laura on the phone. So to her mother, Tommy said, tell Laura I love her. Tell Laura I need her. Tell Laura I may be late. I've something to do. He was the youngest driver there. The crowd roared as they started the race. On the track they drove at a deadly pace. No one knows what happened that day, how his car overturned in flames. But as they pulled him from the twisted wreck, with his dying breath they heard him say, tell Laura I love her. Tell Laura I need her. Tell Laura not to cry. My love for her will never die. Now in the chapel Laura prays for Tommy who passed away. It was just for Laura who lived and died. Alone in the chapel she can hear him cry.
That's one we all cried our eyes out to, wasn't it? Tell Laura I Love Her. As well as crying our eyes out to it, we went out and bought it by the million. A great record, that one, from 1960. 17 minutes to 1 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday morning from Radio North Sea International. This is Tony Allen with you. Rockin' till 2 o'clock, like this. This is for all our Belgian listeners. It's called La Bamba.
Bye.
Luigi Valance and La Bamba. Play that one for all the Belgian listeners, because they still do La Bamba down there, and they really get it together at dances and drive-ins and things, and it's marvellous, because you go around kissing everybody, which is great fun. Here's one from Bill Justice. I've no idea how old this is, but it must be very old, as I suspect around about 1956 or 55. That's called Raunchy. From long, long, long time ago. Good morning to Mrs. Edna Worthington of 22 Hessel Avenue, Leeds 6, which is in Yorkshire in Great Britain. And thank you for your lovely letter which I received today, my darling, with a picture of a pussycat on the front, because it's one of those little notelet things, and it's rather lovely. Thank you very much for that. And here's a record for you. And this is Johnny Kidd and the Pirates, and I'll Never Get Over You. Kid and the Pirates, and I'll Never Get Over You. It's 10 minutes to 1 in the morning on the Rock and Roll program from Radio Naughty International, 220 meters medium wave band, 49 meters in shortwave, and generally on FM, but our FM transmitter is off the air at the moment for some technical adjustment. I want to talk to our listeners over there in England, and I want to talk to you about a guy whose name is Peter Coolivine. Regular listeners will have heard us talk about Peter. He's a record producer of extreme talent, very, very, very talented young man as far as producing records is concerned. He's a songwriter. He's also a very, very talented disc jockey. And he's also known as one of the best rock and roll singers on this side of the North Sea. He has an incredible amount of hits. His last hit was called The Wolf. Before that, he had My Oh My, and they just go back and back. I had the pleasure of seeing Peter perform with his group last Friday evening, Peter and the Rockets, and they were performing in Scheveningen. It's always a pleasure to see Peter and the Rockets perform, and I thought that it would be nice to give you a chance to hear some a bit of sort of Dutch rock and roll. But this is a song that he had a massive hit with. I think this is probably my favorite Peter and the Rockets record, and it's called Kom van dat dak af.
Hey. Hey.
Thank you, Peter. I always forget that bit at the end, don't I? Peter Coolivine and the Rockets and Kom van dat dak af. And if you ever get a chance to see Peter Coolivine and the Rockets, then go and see them because they're absolutely incredible. Sensational on stage. And Peter is it's just incredible. It's just impossible to explain exactly what he does. But you find yourself jumping up and down and singing with him and clapping your hands and dancing. And that's basically what I was doing last Friday night, which was good fun. Good fun. Here's Smiley Lewis now, and I hear you knocking.
That comes from 1955. And I hear you knocking. 3 minutes to one is the time on Radio Nazi International.
Going up to the weather at 1 o'clock.
Refrigerator.
Come on, pretty baby, let's move it and groove it. Well, shake a baby, shake a honey, please don't lose it. This rhythm that gets into your heart and soul.
Well, apologies for the co-channel interference coming in there towards the end. It was, of course, recorded off medium wave after midnight. That explains why I said actually at the beginning that it was recorded on the 1st of August and Tony said it was the 2nd of August 1972. I did, of course, start the tape before midnight. But anyway, that hour was dedicated to Tony Allen, who sadly passed away on the 9th of July 2004. Rest in peace, Tony.
You've been listening to the Anorak Hour on Laser.